The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, August the 7th. I hope things are going well for you today. Let's start off, first of all, with Amy Virgo, Adult Daycare Connection. Good to have you here, Amy.
Thanks for having
You're
me.
Here to talk about something new, Senior Matters.
That's senior, right. Seniors matter.
Yeah,
seniors,
what is seniors
matter in our community, and we want to make sure that our community knows that and supports senior services in our area.
Well, tell me about Seniors Matter.
Okay. So we've got some agencies that have been around a long time. The MU Adult Day Connection, Meals on Wheels, Boone County Council on Aging. All three of our agencies have worked for many years toward independence for seniors in our community.
And what a wonderful job you do.
Well, thank you, Paul.
You really honestly do. And we've been associated with all three of those agencies
for a long, long time.
Many, many years.
That's right.
One reason this came about, correct me if I'm wrong, you were concerned about funding.
Absolutely. All three of us have been recipients of Heart of Missouri United Way funding for many, many years, and they've recently made a change in their funding model that may or may not exclude seniors, but it certainly looks like they're trending toward youth services, and so that could mean some very serious changes for our three agencies, and we're looking at ways to collaborate, ways to pool our resources and make sure that our mission continues.
Now, this is an organization that people can donate to?
Correct.
You can donate to, and the money is definitely going to go to one of those three agencies.
To all three of those
agencies. All three of those agencies.
Absolutely. Community members can donate directly to any of the three agencies, but they can also donate to this fund where your money will go to independent living services spread amongst these three agencies.
Now, tell me in your own words why these three agencies are so important.
Paul, we all know the baby boomers are coming.
Yeah. They're here. Baby boomer.
Not to speak of what we've been doing in our community for 40 years, but the pig and the python are the baby boomers. They're coming through our systems. If we diminish the services that we have now, will we be able to give services when boomers are turning 70 in 4 years or 75 or 80?
How about 3 years?
In 3 years, absolutely.
Yeah,
it's coming. And so we really need to be ramping up senior services, not diminishing our capacity.
Yeah. Do you have any statistics of how many seniors live in our community?
We have over 15,000 people over 65 in our community right now.
So that's what you consider a senior.
That's what the census says. The census breaks
senior,
it off.
Well, AARP calls you a senior at 50.
Well, you know, anything for a discount. But no, the census, the U.S. Census
so
breaks it off at 65.
Now,
yes, you are.
But I don't feel like what you think a senior is supposed to feel like.
No, and hopefully we can prolong independence as long as possible with services like this.
Yeah. So if people want more information, they want to donate or they want to volunteer, how can they help Seniors Matter?
They can call any of our three agencies today. I'll give you my information. You can contact me at the MU Adult Day Connection at 882-7070.
882-7070. And you will spread the word about all of the agencies.
Yes, I will.
Okay. Now, we're about out of time, but for the Adult Daycare Connection, you're there for people who need assistance. Not a nursing home, but just assistance, maybe 1 or 2 days a week.
That's right. Absolutely. If you're a caregiver in the community caring for mom, dad, your spouse, you can bring your loved one to us during the day. They'll have a full day of activity programming.
And they go home at nighttime.
And then they go home at night.
Okay.
And again, live independently.
Right. Amy, thank you so much. Amy Virgo. And best of luck with Seniors Matter.
Thank you.
Okay. Now I want to turn to Dee Dee Folkert,
right?
Dee Dee Folkert,
yes.
And Brad Stevenson. Pleasure to have
Hi
both
there.
Of you here.
Thank
You're
you.
Here from Talking Horse Productions. And to talk about the current production, Fuddy Mears?
Fuddy Mears.
What is Fuddy Mears?
Fuddy Mears is the story of Claire, and Claire has a rare form of amnesia. It's a dark comedy. It's just about a day in her life.
Now, who is Claire?
I'm playing Claire.
Oh, you're Claire.
I am.
Okay. So what type of person is Claire?
She is very bubbly and vibrant, and because she remembers nothing and has no history, she is an adult who very much sees the world through the mind of a child. Everything is very exciting and new,
And she has amnesia.
Yes.
So she doesn't remember anything
right.
about anybody or any place.
Precisely.
Okay. And Brad, your character?
I'm the director, actually.
Oh, you're directing
yes.
Claire here.
Yes.
So and how is Claire?
She's fantastic. She brings this vibrance to the role that's really refreshing because the character is just discovering the world anew with everything that she sees and every character that she encounters. Mm-hmm. So it's just this wonderful discovery the whole time, and it's hilarious at the same time. You've got these strange characters like a recent convict with a foul-mouthed puppet or the man who jumps out from underneath her bed in the first scene who's got a ski mask and a limp and a lisp.
And she doesn't know.
She doesn't know who anyone is, right. but it's all this wonderful adventure.
It doesn't frighten her?
No, it doesn't. She doesn't know to be frightened because she has no memory of pain. And we uncover through the course of the play why that is and
okay.
what causes that amnesia.
Is it difficult to play a character like that?
It is. It's more difficult than you might imagine. When I first got the role, I thought, oh, she's bubbly and sweet and unaffected by the world. But, you know, I'm 39 years old and I know about the world. So to completely lay that aside and allow everything that is said to Claire and everything that happens around her to go in through a completely blank mind is challenging.
Yeah, I would mm-hmm. imagine it is. So Fuddy Mears is running when?
It's running August 16th through the 19th.
Okay, and so it's going to open next week,
August 16th through the 19th. And the 23rd through the 29th.
Actually, that's
Excuse me,
weeks.
23rd through the 26th, yes. Mm-hmm. Two weekends, 7:30 p.m. show for each night, Thursday through Sunday.
Okay, and Talking Horse Productions where?
That is at the Berlin Theater, adjacent to Cafe Berlin, or Toast, I believe it's called now, on 10th Street.
Okay.
Downtown, and you can find us online at talkinghorseproductions.org or our Facebook page.
Okay. Didi, can you slip into Claire here real quick and invite people to come to the production?
Oh, everything is just so exciting, and I hear that this is a really good play. I mean, I wouldn't really know.
You don't
really
know that firsthand.
I wouldn't know, but I hear that it's just wonderful.
Okay, that's Claire speaking. But Didi says it's a very good show.
It is a very good show.
Okay, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Break a leg with it, all right?
Thank you.
Appreciate
Tomorrow.
It.
Lincoln University event and the Capital City Players are on with us. We'll remind you our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director, Danny Madison. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And drop me an email if there's something you'd like to hear or see. Pepper P at missouri.edu. Bye-bye.